Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. Syria threatens to attack Ben Gurion Airport in Israel, and Iran says they are ready to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Is this the beginning of World War III? That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Syria has now threatened to bomb Ben Gurion Airport, and Iran is pledging to wipe Israel off the earth. Sounds like World War III, does it not?
Well, things are absolutely heating up. As we've tracked this week after week, things get hotter. The Israelis hit Iranian targets at the Damascus airport recently, and so the Syrians are now responding by saying, we have the right to attack Ben-Gurion Airport. They're not going to do that. I think I can guarantee you that the Syrian Air Force or the Syrian Missile Forces are not going to attack Ben-Gurion Airport because they know exactly what would happen to them in retaliation. However, the Iranians could indeed do something like that. They are not afraid of retaliation. In fact, Israel's Minister of Intelligence, Yisrael Katz, has acknowledged this publicly this past week. He said that these attacks and the missile launches into the Golan Heights, at the Mount Hermon ski resort just this past week by the Iranians were pre-planned, were premeditated, and shows that Iran considers itself to be in open confrontation with Israel.
Very interesting. The Iranian air chief, the commander of the Iranian Air Force, said that they are ready to go to war to destroy Israel.
I think this is heating up quite significantly. In one airstrike recently, the Israelis appear to have targeted Qasem Soleimani, the chief of the Quds Force, the so-called Jerusalem Force of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. The Israelis have warned the Syrian government and the Russians they will not tolerate an Iranian military presence in that red zone. It shows the Israelis are on the prowl for the Iranians in Syria, and the Iranians are not going to hesitate to launch missiles into Israel.
Ken Timmerman explaining what sounds like the beginning of World War III, with Syria ready to attack Ben-Gurion Airport in Israel and Iran saying they are ready to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's report on the threats this week from Syria and Iran do fit the scenario that is found in Bible prophecy, with both of these nations, Syria and Iran, leading the coalition of nations that want to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Ezekiel 38 and Daniel 11. The stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...